在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
More than $46 million in international aid is on its way to China to help with relief efforts following the earthquake that rocked southwestern Sichuan province on Monday. The death toll is expected to rise dramatically as many thousands are still buried under rubble. Hong Kong has taken the lead in organizing relief efforts to mainland China, pledging more than $38 million in aid to the central government. The territory's chief executive, Donald Tsang, says his government is sending a team of rescue workers to assist in hard-hit areas.
And depending on the severity of the situation, we may have to consider other measures as well.
China's neighbors are also helping. Japan has offered nearly $5 million in cash aid, blankets, and tents. Taiwan is joining rescue efforts. South Korea has rescue workers and medical staff on standby, while Australia has offered search and rescue help. Outside the region, the International Olympic Committee pledged $1 million. Wednesday in Beijing, the United States presented the International Federation of Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society of China with $500,000. Russia, Romania, and international aid agencies are also providing assistance. Francis Marcus is spokesman for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Beijing. He says it's hard at this point to say whether the amount of aid pledged so far will be enough to ensure adequate relief efforts.
The scale of this earthquake, this disaster, has far surpassed many people's fears, and so no government can really sort of take care of all the aspects of problems which are going to be in place after a disaster like this.
Carl Naukler, East Asia's managing director for the Red Cross, says the organization will make an initial appeal for $10 million on Thursday.
We have, together with the Chinese Red Cross, we have teams now in the area to do assessments, and that's why our appeal will be a preliminary one, because we expect that we'll get more information, and perhaps we will be able then, when we know more, to adjust our appeal to the actual needs.
More than 50,000 troops have been sent to assist with relief work in quake-affected areas, but China has said conditions are not right for international teams to come in and help. Naomi Martik, VOA News, Hong Kong.